You're listening to SBS News.
The chief of the World Health Organization says there is no excuse for countries that fail to contact trace, as he issued a warning that globally, the COVID-19 pandemic is speeding up. A WHO team is being sent to China next week to investigate the origins of the outbreak, as the number of cases globally exceeds 10.1 million people. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says tracing contacts of infectious cases is the most important step in fighting the pandemic.
The hard reality is this is not even close to being over. Although many countries have made some progress globally, the pandemic is actually speeding up. Trust me, no excuse for contact tracing. If any country is saying contact tracing is difficult, it is a lame excuse.
Dr. Tedros warns that globally, the spread of the pandemic is actually speeding up.
This virus has two dangerous combinations. One is it's fast, it's contagious. Second, it's a killer. And it can exploit divisions between us. And that's why WHO has been saying, please avoid any division.
In the United States, 128,000 people have now been confirmed to have died from COVID-19. The US is the worst-hit country in the world. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Trump's top advisor on COVID-19, says the recent spike in cases is mainly because people aren't social distancing or wearing face masks. He also says relaxing the rules of lockdown to kickstart the economy in the country's south and west before there was evidence of the outbreak declining was a recipe for disaster. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says in his state, more people under 40 have been infected.
Well, we need to understand that COVID-19 has taken a very swift and very dangerous turn in Texas over just the past few weeks. The daily number of cases have gone from an average of about 2,000 to more than 5,000 per day.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is urging Americans to wear face masks when they're asked to or when they're unable to socially distance. CBS News correspondent Laura Podesta says this is a shift from Mr. Pence.
It certainly is a change in course for the vice president to say wearing a mask is a good idea, because we know for so long the vice president, the president, really anyone from the White House was deflecting any comment regarding a mask and really leaving it up to the governors to make decisions about mask wearing on a state-by-state basis.
Thai authorities have extended the country's current state of emergency until the end of July to control the movement of people during the pandemic. However, the campaign group Human Rights Watch says the extension is being used as a cover for repressive action, as no coronavirus cases have been reported in Thailand for more than a month. Despite the extension, some lockdown restrictions are being eased. On Wednesday, a ban on international flights will be lifted and bars, clubs and karaoke lounges will be allowed to reopen their doors. More than 1,000 Spanish health workers have been demonstrating in Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square against what they say is a lack of job security. Intensive care nurse Lucia Villarejo says they need more resources to do their work.
We are not heroes, we are just people. We have been scared, but we went to work because it is our job. We were very scared, we had to leave our families at home to look after others. We've also suffered the infection, many colleagues fell ill. We want to demand that we had a lack of resources. We needed them and we have always needed them.
In the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro, stores and beauty salons have been authorized to open their doors over the weekend as part of the plan by the city hall to ease the restrictive measures during the pandemic. In the big cities like Rio and Sao Paulo, the number of cases and deaths have decreased, but according to the experts, the virus is moving to the countryside, where there's a jump in the number of victims and people infected. Store owner Alan Carlisle says it was necessary to restart commercial activity to avoid companies failing and people losing their jobs.
We are trying to restart activities, but it's a delicate moment because a lot of clients won't come back. Others are scared and waiting a little bit. We understand that if restrictions continue like that, more companies will fail. There will be more unemployment, so I think it's time to restart, taking care and following the health measures necessary to avoid the COVID-19.
Brazil registered more than 1.3 million cases by Sunday. In the UK, the city of Leicester may have its lockdown extended for 2 more weeks, although the rest of the country is seeing restrictions eased. The British government is considering whether a local lockdown is needed amid reports about a spike in COVID-19 among its large Asian community. But the city's Lord Mayor, Sir Peter Soulsby, says the spike in cases is linked to increased testing, a fact which he says is pointed out in the government's own report.
Well, actually, the report that we've had from them readily acknowledges right at the outset that, in fact, the results are indeed higher in Leicester, but that's because they've been doing more testing in Leicester. And that perhaps is a fairly inevitable reflection of what's been happening. But having acknowledged that at the beginning of the report, they then go on to make some recommendations for actually continuation of the present restrictions in Leicester beyond the 4th of July that are not supported by any of the evidence that they provided.
Finally, as Egypt relaxed restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the virus, customers in a small shop in Giza are indulging in coronavirus-shaped ice cream. The shop owner hopes this newest creation would lessen people's fears while stressing the importance of maintaining proper health measures. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.